up next, and she reads beautifully, and her poems are always always have a nice message. I understand, is Jake going to play? Jake Kessler is going to play along with Michelle Boulay. Let's have a big welcome for them.
Great, that's good. Thank you very much. Thank you, Howie, for the very nice introduction. Thank you, Jake, for backing me up. This is entitled Memoirs of a Fire-Eating Mother. They are so young. We want to save them from the fiery parts of learning, the burns and blisters they'll raise on their hands, on their tongues, the scar tissue they'll grow to protect their vulnerable fingertips. We see their hearts burning overbright, glowing through their bones and scorching their skin with that searing white light. It takes practice, we tell them, not to swallow the fire whole, to swap the flame quickly from the tongue back to the torch, feeling the warmth rather than the dangerous sizzle of a burning flare. We remind them to fuel with less volatile combustibles, paraffin rather than gas, glue rather than alcohol. We could tell them, just avoid the whole business. Let those hearts smolder, burn out. Let them cool down to a heap of indifferent ash. But that's not an option if we are to breathe or to fly. We wouldn't compel them to fly with clipped wings or sing with a muzzled snout, or walk with knuckled feet. So we struggle to coach them, train them to eat fire benignly, carefully, and with aplomb, so they will ingest its heat and savor its warmth, rather than spit it all out in pain with a blistering tongue inured to taste. We teach them to savor the bits of wisdom embedded in their scorch marks and scar tissue, to bite elegantly and swallow discriminately, to comfortably digest the grace of passion. And we hope they'll continue to attend flaming banquets abounding with the many flavors of fire, hot and yellow, orange and crackling, blue and smoldering, nourishing one another as they learn this ancient art of eating fire and learning how we usually burn only those we truly love. Thank you.
Wasn't it something? Let's give her another big hand.